Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad you're with us, and I'm really glad to welcome a returning guest. And you know what we say about returning guests, right? If they come back, they're good. So Doug Goldstein is a certified financial planner. He's also a radio host, and sometimes I go on his shows, which is really cool, and I get to be the guest and let him drive. But today it's my turn, and Doug has written the book, which is so fascinating. I love his take on financial planning. The book is Rich as a King, How the Wisdom of Chess Can Make You a Grandmaster of Investing. And the book is, you can get more information. The website is Goldstein on Gelt. Gold and then STEIN on Gelt, GELT, GoldsteinOnGelt.com is the website. And Doug has a long history of financial experience and work and started his career on Wall Street. You know, it's not a crime to work on Wall Street, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you hear in the news and politics. A lot of good things happen on Wall Street and not so good, but Doug is one of the good things that happened, and we're glad that Doug is with us. And Doug's got an interesting story. After developing a successful practice in New York as a financial advisor, he moved his wife and his family to Israel, and he's accredited as a licensed Israeli advisor and also licensed in the U.S. So he is has one foot on the North American continent, and then he's got the other one over in Israel. So he's has a lot of clients, of course, that are similarly situated with business and relationships across the pond back and forth. So we're going to talk to Doug about a couple of subjects and get his perspective. And so let me welcome him back. Doug, welcome back to the program.
A real pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Listen, thank you. And I always enjoy getting another financial planner on the program, especially a certified financial planner, because you know, there's not many of us around. There's anybody who can call themselves a financial advisor or planner as long as they have the license, but it's about 6%, maybe 7% of all advisors out there hold the certified financial planner designation. So I'm glad to be able to speak with you and get your take on some of the things that have been going on in the market and just some general ideas. And you know, I'm not sure how much you have had to maybe calm some people down or remind them of the financial plan you created for them. But when the stock market gyrates, and of course, we've got lots of different stock markets around the world. Of course, one of the big ones that everybody watches is the U.S. market and the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the S&P 500. These are major market indicators, and right or wrong, people do look at them as, you know, kind of an indicator of how things are going overall with the markets. And there may be times when one market's doing better than another, and that's why it's interesting to get your perspective, because you're kind of in the center of the world, and so you can kind of look over at the U.S. as one of the places to be, but not necessarily the only place to be. And so when you see some of the recent market activity, what do you see? What is your perspective, and what are you kind of seeing and hearing from clients? So I guess kind of what's your take on where we are today, and then I'll get into some follow-up, but I just would like to get your perspective on what you see for the markets and where people are these days.
Well, you asked two questions. One is what I see and what my clients see. So the clients basically are saying, run to the mountains, buy guns and ammo, and get away. But
yeah.
David, I really think this is the time when people need they need to chill out. This was the point of being a financial planner, was to tell people, listen, no one knows when the market's going to go up, and part of the volatility in the market is what leads to the long-term growth. And so when someone says, well, you know, do you think I should buy today or tomorrow? And I tell them, no, I don't really know.
Yes.
I think they really have to realize that this is what we mean. You're investing today, and it may go down further, but the nice word you use, gyration, when it gyrates, this is what volatility feels like. When the market goes up, no one's really, crying. It's when it goes down, they go, I can't believe I'm here. And if they're really saying that, then they shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Amen to that. You reminded me of another. I've got movie clips in my mind. You reminded me of Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves are on the subway in Devil's Advocate. And Pacino's character, John Milton, turns to Keanu Reeves' character, an attorney, and says, pressure? Kevin, take a big whiff. You got pressure, man. So when you're in it, you know, then people are like, oh, this is what you meant by volatility. Oh, this is what you meant by, hey, we need to stay the course and stick to our plan. Because, see, when things are all going well and you say the word volatility, well, then people see in their mind this little chart that's just going up, and it's like a little staircase, and it's going up nice and pretty, but it's going up versus, you know, seeing. Because, see, when you look at the chart, you see where you're going and you can already see it's happened. But when you're in the middle of it, you're going down. You're like, well, wait a minute. There's no bottom here.
I think that really is a fear that people have.
Yeah.
And one of the things to realize, in fact, I asked a client today, I was talking about the volatility and about the long-term goals they had. And I said, when was the last time the market took a dive but didn't recover? And there's this long silence on the phone.
Right.
And the client says, you know, Doug, I'm not really an expert on Wall Street, but, you know, I don't know that the market ever went down and didn't recover afterwards. And I said, yeah, I can't remember a time either. Of course, I disclaimed it by saying past performance is no guarantee of future returns. But we've been through a lot. Just, David, since you and I started on Wall Street, probably the same day, we've been through a lot of, you know, huge drops in the market.
Sure.
And ultimately, it came back. And if we talk about when our parents were in the market, I think they had the same issues. But if you say there will be dives, you know, there's going to be a drop. And if you believe in the long-term growth of the market, then you just don't worry about that drop.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is helping people understand, Doug, and this was recently, I'm not going to take credit for this, but we can talk about it, you and I, is behavioral economist psychologist Daniel Crosby, who I follow on LinkedIn. He recently really framed this question most excellently, so we're gonna give him credit, and then we're going to dig into this a little bit. And it's a matter of control, okay? And some people get a little hung up on control, and they really enjoy control. But, you know, don't we all, right? I mean, we all want to control things, especially when it comes to our investments and the outcome.
And so, TV quicker.
Yeah. And so here's the reality, and this is what Dr. Crosby spoke to so well. There are things we can control and things we can't control. And here's what's really interesting. There are three big things we can, or four things we can control. Risk, we can control risk. We can control cost. We can control time. And we can control emotion. Now, the last one, maybe not. But those are the four big ones that we can have some measure of control. The big one that we cannot control is return. And where does everybody put their attention, Doug? Where do they put their attention? What are they so focused on?
Sure, they're just looking at month-to-month, the bottom line on the statement.
The return. Okay. So if we recognize that, you know, as you said earlier, actual results can and will vary. You may incur a profit or loss. Everybody knows that, and everybody's heard that. But then people say, yeah, but, you know, I want this return. And then when they don't get it, they are angry, they're frustrated, they're upset, they freak out, they cash in, they do all sorts of things that are not going to serve them well in the long term. Instead, this is, of course, where our job comes in, Doug. We got to help people focus on the things that we can control with proper planning and selection of products. Isn't that the heart of it?
I think, I'll tell you, the behavioral finance side of it, you know, the first chapter in the book that I wrote with Susan Polgar, the world chess champion, is all about behavioral finance. And one of the interesting things about it is that what Susan and I discovered was that all the behavioral finance theories that people like, you know, like you're mentioning, and Daniel Kahneman, who won the Nobel Prize for it, their theories all not only apply to chess, but they apply to so many areas of life. And exactly what you're saying, there's a great book called The Invisible Gorilla by Christopher Chabris and Daniel Simon. And there they talk about how people, they may look at big things, but they miss the important details. Mm. You know, one of the examples they give is a radiologist who is looking at an x-ray, and there's a guide wire in the side of the client, and it's clear, and the guy just doesn't see it. He didn't expect it to be there. Mm. And I think that concept applies to when people manage their money. They go, well, I didn't expect the market to drop. And they're busy looking at something else when they're not really able to, and therefore they're not able to make a decision until they get blindsided by what happens because they're not able to look at the details.
Mm. Well put, Doug. Well, if you're just joining us, Doug Goldstein is our guest today, certified financial planner, and he's also a radio host himself. We'll grab a quick break. We'll come right back with Doug. Stay right there.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, a Digny Memorial provider. We are committed to service beyond expectation, before, during, and after the service. To that end, we offer a service guarantee. If there's anything we can do to meet your individual needs, please let us know and we'll take care of it immediately. This is another way we offer great level of professionalism in working with our families. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Does getting financial advice seem like a game of cat and mouse? Maybe it's time to hire a fiduciary, a financial professional who puts the needs of his clients ahead of his own. A fiduciary also means an advisor should recommend products and services he believes will best serve his clients' needs, not what an insurance company or investment company tells him he has to sell. Next time you're talking to an advisor, ask him, are you a fiduciary? Yes or no? If the advisor doesn't know, then the answer's probably no. This public service announcement is brought to you by Holland Financial, who wants to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Hey there, welcome back. So we've got Doug Goldstein on the line with us, certified financial planner and radio host and author, co-author with Susan Polgar, the book, Rich as a King, How the Wisdom of Chess Can Make You a Grandmaster of Investing. Quite a proclamation, but I've looked at the book and I think Doug's right. Hey, listen, the website goldsteinongelt.com is where you can get a lot more great information about Doug. And, you know, we were thinking a little bit about, you know, helping people just kind of look at the markets and how they gyrate and how they do what they do. And Doug and I are trying to kind of help people understand that. And so I want to circle back to this concept that we talked a little bit about control. And, you know, we want that control. But as we talked about before the break, Doug, you know, people put where you put your attention, where you put the focus, you know, means a lot. So let's talk about, since I think, you know, it kind of is obvious from what we've discussed, it's really difficult to control the returns that people are going to get in the market. I mean, it will be what it's going to be. And in uncertain times or not, it's difficult to predict unless you put your money into something with a guaranteed return, fixed guaranteed return. It's going to vary, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just going to vary. So the things that we can control are pretty, you know, it's not that complicated. And I don't want to oversimplify what we do, Doug, but if we look at some of these different things, risk, we can control risk, right? That's just a matter of deciding how much risk we want to take. But we can control that by making the choices of where we put our money.
I think that a lot of people are hesitant to do that because they don't understand that risk really means how much money can I lose. They think, well, everyone tells me if I risk my money, that's how I make money. And it's not always true. Risking money means sometimes you're going to lose.
Exactly. Well, that is the point. But we can modulate this. It's no different than how much hot water or cold water you put in the tub when you get to take a bath. For people that like to sit out there and, you know, hang out in the bathtub for a little bit, you know, you can control how hot the water is. It's the same thing with your investments. You can put more hot water in, you can put more cold water in to get the temperature comfortable. There's no point in trying to be in water that is not the temperature comfortable. If it's too hot, you're not going to be able to stay there long. It'll make you very uncomfortable. If it's too cold, same thing. So you need it to be you know, just right. Like that porridge from the three, you know, the Goldilocks and the Three Bears. So now the next one, of course, is cost. Now this one, of course, Doug, is how we can really make a difference. You know, I looked the other day at the average cost of all the mutual funds out there. And if you add it all up, according to Lipper, it's 1.5% per year. And most people, a lot of people, Doug, that we run into don't know what they're paying. Not because they don't care, it's just because it's not their focus. Again, we're not focusing on that. Therefore, they don't know the answer. And or their advisor, financial person, isn't really paying attention or chooses not to pay attention to that. So if we've got an average of 1.5, you and I doing the work we do, we could potentially shave off 1% or more with just prudent investment choices. And over the long term, 1%, $100,000 portfolio, 10 years, that's $10,000 in savings.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people, it's a good point you're raising, is that people don't understand many of the different aspects of what's going on. Like your risk idea, you said that you can add more hot water or more cold water. And so then someone says, yeah, but I buy conservative stocks because they think that's a good way to go. Or they'll trade at a discount broker and they say, look how much money I'm saving on my trading. But really what's happening is they're maybe paying $7 a trade, but they may not be buying the right thing, or they simply don't even understand what they're owning. I'll often tell people, I don't believe in the concept of a conservative stock because, you know, there could be good companies one day, like famous companies that were the world's greatest manufacturers of typewriters or phone booths. That might have been a good idea once, but a company like that is just not going to do so well in the future. So it's a good idea. I, of course, agree with you to understand every aspect of the investment, from the fees to what the investment is involved in and what the risk really means when you're, especially when you're buying the riskier assets like stocks or stock funds or ETFs. You ever find people who say, no, I only buy mutual funds because they're safe.
Right. Well, that's a great point. What they really mean to say is they're more diverse than buying an individual stock. And that is true. But, you know, you could have a, you know, 37 different stocks inside of a mutual fund or 300 stocks in a mutual fund. But if the whole market drops, you're still affected. What you're trying to do, as you well know, Doug, is when you diversify, you're trying to avoid a stock having all your money in one stock because of either something happening to that company or something happening to the sector or technology affecting that. You know, if you don't want to put all your money in the maker of buggy whips when, you know, and when those horseless carriage things comes along, or, you know, I mean, we could have that kind of paradigm shift. And this, you know, you look at let's look at a current example of somebody, a stock like Apple. What if Apple's in, it seems to be everywhere. And I always try to limit Apple stock to no more than 1% of a client's portfolio because, yeah, look, they're in every mutual fund there is, just about, if it's a stock or growth fund. But let's just say somebody comes out with a new technology that is a brand new company. And I'll just use a little bit of an extreme example. Let's say somebody comes out with a watch that has a holographic image that pops up, beautiful disembodied head that you can speak to directly, and that technology can control all of your technological, links everything, anything that's technology, it links to, and you can just talk and it does it. Would that have an impact on Apple stock?
Sure. And you sound like you've been watching the new Star Wars movie.
Exactly. So so the point is, you know, the stocks today, the Apple stocks of today, the Facebooks of today, all of these companies are just as dominant as maybe the maker of the, whoever had the monopoly or near monopoly on buggy whips. I mean, there's always going to be shifts in technology. So that's the point of diversification. And I would just add that 20,000 some odd ex-Enron employees would say diversification, good idea.
Yeah, because they also not only owned, they didn't only work for the company, but a lot of them owned Enron stock in their 401k plan, as many people do in their 401k plans. I always think that's so funny. It's nice to show that you're dedicated to the company you work for, but if something happens to the company, not only will you lose your job, but you're going to lose your pension.
So that's right. That is,
apart from not participating in their 401k plans, one of the mistakes that people make all the time is participating the wrong way.
Well put, Doug. But just joining us, Doug Goldstein is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, certified financial planner. and radio host Goldstein on Gelt, goldsteinongelt.com, and the book Rich as a King. A lot more discussion of the topics we're talking about here with Doug. Rich as a King, How the Wisdom of Chess Can Make You a Grandmaster of Investing. Quick break. We'll come right back and talk about some more of the things that you can control with your investing. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Teresa Ram with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our YMCA has 6 locations to help your family reach their health and fitness goals. The Wise Aquatics program is designed to teach personal water safety, stroke development, water sports, games, rescue, and personal growth skills. All participants are taught by our trained and certified YMCA aquatic instructors. For more information on how your YMCA can help with your health and wellness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
Done right, done on time, or it's free. Holland Tax and Accounting Services, a division of Holland Financial, holds the same values our clients have trusted for almost 20 years. We have the financial expertise that will help you manage your business and personal financial priorities year-round, not just during tax season. Whether you are an individual or a business, Holland Tax can accommodate your needs for tax planning and preparation. For your business or personal finances, rely on Holland Tax and Accounting Services to deliver personal and detailed attention. Call 386-671-7526 to have your taxes done right, done on time, or it's free.
All right. I told you we'd be back, and we are. Doug Goldstein on the line with us, certified financial planner. And, you know, real quick, Doug, I want to get to a couple of these other things that people can control, and it has a major impact. And that's, I guess, something I should have said earlier. All of these things that we can control have a major impact and input on your outcomes. So the next one is time. We have control of how long we invest our money. Or let me start back up. We have control of how long we plan on investing our money, or how long we can allow our money to grow, or how long we can allow it to cook before we need it. And one of the things I tell people all the time, there's two big pieces to this, and I'd love to get your take on it. Number one, if you've got money that you're putting into the stock market or that is already in the market and you need that money within the next 3 years to 5 years, I'm going to argue that it shouldn't be in the market. That you know you're going to need it, then you really can't ride out a protracted downturn in the market like we saw, just as an example, 2001, 2002, where we saw a 47% cumulative 50% cut basically in people's portfolios from March of 2000. And if that's your situation, you don't put your money in the market if you're going to need it back quickly, because money in the market's got to be allowed to work over time. What do you say?
Okay, that's for sure true. And I'll tell you, one of the areas that I think people make a mistake is they get so used to investing in the market that as they get older and closer to retirement or already in retirement, they say, well, where else would I put my money but
exactly.
In the stock market? And then they're invested, the market crashes, and then they were planning to go and turn in the key to their boss on retirement day, and they say, listen, would you mind if I hold on to this key for another 3, 4, or 5 years? Because
right.
It turns out I'm not able to retire because I was too risky when I was too old to handle that kind of risk. So that's a great point.
Amen to that, Doug, and hope to God they haven't already found your replacement, because you're done. And so we've got the issue of when you're going to need the money. And kind of the second piece of this, which goes to maybe the person you say that's already made the transition, they've already left the workforce, they've kept their money in the market because it's what they know, or they don't know there's other choices. And of course, seeing a financial planner, a certified financial planner especially, can help with this, is understanding that drawing money from investments in the market is a dangerous game. And I call it exposing yourself to dollar cost ravaging, because, you know, we all like this idea of putting money in systematically and benefiting from an average purchase price that's lower dollar cost averaging. But when you try to put that in reverse and pull it out and draw it out over time, and the market goes down and you're pulling money out of the market every month, you can end up selling, of course, at a bad time. So I'm a big advocate of not drawing money that you need from income from the market. Move it over into something more stable, more secure, that you're not going to put yourself in a position to have to liquidate. We all want to buy when things are on sale, not sell when they're on sale.
Mm-hmm. That's really critical. And I'll tell you, there's a great chess metaphor I always like to tell people in terms of making sure that you have a little bit extra when you retire. You know, that throughout a chess game, each the white pieces and the black pieces that are coming off the board as each side captures the other, And so at the end game, each side may only have two or three or four pieces left. If one side has four pieces left and the other one has three pieces left, the one that has four pieces has 33% more than the guy who only has three pieces than the opponent. You say, I only have one piece left, but the fact is getting that extra dollar that you're going to have in the future and making sure you're going to have it is so important. So certainly I'm on your side here, which is don't take money out of your retirement plan at all. Let it sit there for as long as possible, because every dollar you can put in means that in the end game, which is when you're no longer getting a salary, that's when you're going to need the money, and any little advantage will mean a lot.
It's all that what matters, because those final dollars that you access are the ones that have sat there the longest and have could potentially have grown the most over time. And it's that last dollar that matters. And, you know, this really all brings together the final thought here, Doug, we have about a minute left, is the final thing that we can control is emotion. Now, I don't mean like turn off your emotion chip and like a robot, or being able to just have a clockwork ticker like Spock from the Star Trek series. I mean, you know, having a framework. And that's really where the planning, I find, helps people make and stay and stick to good decisions. I know I sound a bit preachy about it, but having a plan in place so that when the market does what the market's going to do, we don't react. You know, it's a very different game of having all your chips on the line and how you focus on that versus having some of your money in the market and then having the balance of it somewhere else.
Right. I think one of the best ways to control that, and not to be an advertisement for a financial planner, but have someone on the outside who you have to talk to, or who you're going to talk to, who's not as emotionally invested in your own portfolio, because his job is just to advise you, and he's able to step back a little bit. Because if you're making all the decisions late at night trading on some internet site around the world, or you speak to your spouse, the two of you are so much emotion tied up in the decisions that it's always good to find someone, a third-party objective coach, who can really advise you and keep you going on the right path.
I couldn't have said it better, Doug. Doug Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen, certified financial planner. Goldstein on Gelt, Rich as a King, How the Wisdom of Chess Can Make You a Grand Master of Investing. Doug, I love it. Love having you back. We'll do it again soon.
Looking forward, David. Thanks so much.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.